everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Now, I think that everybody who's listening to this story knows that in the times of the second base of Mikdash, about 2,000 years ago, the story of Hanukkah took place, in which a very small group of Jewish people, known as the Hashmonaim or the Maccabees, bravely continued to keep Judaism alive, Torah, Mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit alive, even though there were very, very strong forces against real Yiddishkeit, against Torah Mitzvahs, and it actually became very dangerous, and there was the need to fight and actual war, and many people were killed, a very dangerous time. And we know about the miracles that took place, and Hashem saved us. But what you might not know is that in many other generations, there were similar situations. And today's story is about a situation that was very similar to this in the 1900s, about 100 years ago, 90 years ago, in a place called the Soviet Union. It's also called Russia. And at that time, actually, the word Russian, as you know, means evil person. It was a very, very evil government. Communists, they were called. And it was a very, very evil government that tried very, very hard to completely wipe out Yiddishkeit, to completely wipe out Judaism. And the people that wanted to keep Torah mitzvahs alive had to constantly be careful not to get arrested, not to get caught, because anybody would be caught, they might be killed, they might be thrown into prison, beaten, and other terrible things. Well, at that time, there was a young man, he was 23, his name was Nachum Volosov. Now, I happen to have met Nachum Volosov because he was the father of a very good friend of mine named Rabbi Herschel Volosov when I lived in a town called Sharon, Massachusetts. And Rabbi Volosov, Herschel Volosov, had a Chabad school and a shul and so forth. And his father would visit sometimes from New York. In fact, I one time drove him from Sharon, Massachusetts, which is near Boston, to New York. And when he was 23, he was appointed to strengthen the yeshiva in Russia. Now, of course, it was not a yeshiva like we have, where there's a big building and has a sign on it, and you walk in the front door and anybody can learn who wants to. No, because it was totally against the rules of communist Russia. And the yeshivas were all very, very secret. There'd be a few boys learning here, a few boys learning there. It was done in a way that was very, very secret, and it was very, very dangerous. But the problem was that less and less students, less and less Bacharim, were signed up for the yeshiva. And it looked like actually the yeshiva was going to completely disappear. And so the job of Rav Nachum Volosov was to rebuild the yeshiva. It was called Tomchei Tamimim Yeshiva. To rebuild it, it was the last yeshiva in Russia. All the other ones had closed down completely, and only Tomchei Tamimim was left. But of course, it was completely secret. And so he traveled all over the Soviet Union to open up many, many new secret branches of the yeshiva. And he would go from one place to another place. He would have to try to get money to pay for teachers, and he'd have to find secret places where the yeshiva could meet. Now, what about his beard? Well, a young man had a beard in the Soviet Union in those times. It was often considered a good chance by the police that this was someone who was secretly keeping Torah mitzvahs and maybe even secretly helping with the yeshivas or the shuls. So he had to always wear a scarf to hide his beard. But one time, he was actually arrested by the feared NKVD, the secret police of that time. Now, here in America, policemen are our friends, and policemen are protecting us from bad people. But at that time, in that country, it was the opposite. The police were really the enemies. They were trying as hard as they could to wipe out Torah mitzvahs. He was actually arrested in the town of Yekaterinoslav. Now, you may have heard of Yekaterinoslav before. It's actually a town where the Lubavitcher Rebbe lived as a boy. His father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, Chalav Shalom, was the Rav of Yekaterinoslav. And he was also very, very brave and did whatever he could to strengthen Yiddishkeit. But now, Nachum Bolosov was arrested and he was put into jail, and he knew that because they caught him with a lot of money, which of course he was going to use for keeping the yeshivas going, it was very, very dangerous. Whenever somebody like that, a young person, a young man with a beard, and he's obviously frum, and he has a lot of money, the government would accuse such a person of trying to make a war against the communists. So he was in jail and he was very scared. He knew that there was going to be very, very bad things the next day. But to his amazement, all of a sudden in the morning, the door of the jail opened and the jailer said, "Okay, you can leave." No explanation, just like that. Now, whenever Rav Nachum would tell the story, he said, "I'm sure that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, who, as I mentioned, was the father of Lubavitcher Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, I feel," said Rav Nachum, "that he must have made some kind of arrangement with the police. Somehow or another, he had some kind of influence, a bribe or something, in order to set me free." Now, what did he do when he went free? You might think he would say, "Well, I'm not going to do that kind of activity anymore. Who knows what could happen to me next time?" Oh, no. He went right back into working on the secret yeshivas, supporting them, getting teachers, finding students, arranging places where they could stay, and to keep Yiddishkeit, Torah mitzvahs, alive. And that is exactly what the Chashmonoyim, the Maccabees, did. The story of Hanukkah. And today, the truth is, we don't have danger to us just because we're doomed to our mitzvahs. We can build a school, we can have it in the open, but still there are other dangers, and that is, of course, our own Yetzer Hara. And also, sometimes people will say to us, "Oh, what are you trying so hard into our mitzvahs for? Do something else instead. Leave it aside." And so we also have to be brave like the Chashmonoyim, like the Maccabees, and put all of our strength into building and strengthening Torah mitzvahs in order to bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.